Well, hello guys, it's Friday night, and of course that's beer night for me. And as beer makes me mouthy, I've got a couple of news items for you. Three, to be exact. Femons might feature in them a little bit. Now, the first news item is a bit like the last one I put on about hypothermia and femons. But of course, hypothermia could kill anybody. Once your inner core gets to a certain temperature, it's very dangerous. But anyway, this husband and wife, the man was 33 and the femon was 31, went on only just an overnight sort of hike in a national park. And I think the hike was 16 miles. And of course, the temperatures dropped down quite low, and they had trouble keeping warm. The femon obviously had more trouble. She obviously ran out of steam as well, and the man left her to go get help. They were both in different stages of hypothermia. The man did find help, but by the time they got back, I'm afraid the femon was dead. Whatever way you cut it, femon's bodies are not as rugged as a man's in general. But obviously they were both unprepared for the cold temperatures. And this man wasn't a boy, he was 33 years old, he should have known better. And of course, whenever a femon dies, even accidentally, they try and find the nearest man to be suspicious about. Because a femon can't just naturally die, she's a goddess. Now, I personally think it's just a tragic accident. It's obvious the reason why he left the femon is because she was tired. She couldn't go on any further, and she was too cold. But it will be the man's fault either way, even though the poor man has just lost his wife. Actually, might be all right, really. And I bet you they both had their mobile phones with them, thinking that they're invincible because the phone can tell them all and do everything. Well, it can't keep you warm when you're freezing to death. And maybe some of you will blame the man. But let's face it, they were both adults. They knew what they were doing, they made the decision. But it does seem such a waste. In a car accident, you have no choice. But if anybody goes into these sort of places, be prepared for the unexpected. Where has people's common sense gone? Anyway, moving on. Whoa, sorry about that, guys. Yes, that is the right size of the picture. I haven't altered it in any way. This femon was refused to board a plane because she wouldn't fit in the normal seats and was told she'd have to pay another $2,500 to get a first-class seat that she would fit in. This apparently is a 38-year-old influencer, of course they always are, large femon, who if she continues on the way she is, might reach 50 if she's very lucky. The airline was Qatar Airlines. No word on their responses yet. But if she won't fit in the seats, she just won't fit in the seats. Nothing they can do about it. And it's kind of funny, we're charged for the weight of our luggage, but not the weight of us. And as we all know, weight is very important on an aircraft. If she wants to be as fat as she wants, that's up to her. But there are limitations to it. And of course, this person went on to social media somewhere and tried to shame the airline. In actual fact, she's really just shaming herself. This person also poses in snaps in a bikini. Once again, she should get a reality pill, shouldn't she? Go see her doctor. She's killing herself. And I personally think airlines should get really tough on these type of people. Maybe then they'll wake up. Okay, guys, now here's a picture I know you're gonna like. Well, she's got it all. She's doing an unnatural pose, and she's got loads of tats. But believe it or not, this person is a judge in Brazil. Obviously, their standards aren't very high for a judge in Brazil. But anyway, I guess she was doing a Zoom call or something or other, and all of a sudden a Zoom call went off. And when it came back on again, she was kind of undressed and smoking a cigarette. And when it came to light, little play on words there, she has been suspended for 3 months. Oh, but of course she had an excuse why. They always do. But get this. She said she had an anxiety attack and she had low blood pressure, so she had to lie down. Now, does anybody out there believe that? But apparently before she was a judge, she used to do this sort of thing. I mean, doesn't Brazil check their bloody judges out in the background history? But this goes to show you how much respect they have for their jobs, these femons. They always bring it down into the gutter. She shouldn't be suspended. She's a judge. She should be sacked immediately. How can this person pronounce justice on other people? Becoming a judge means you take on responsibility. You have to show a good example. But as femons are mostly moralists and degrading what job she was in, she should never be a judge again. I don't know what you people think out there, but I'm sure you'll let me know. Seems no matter what job they're offered because they got a vagina, they can bring whatever job down to their levels, which is generally just one trick. Strip off. They're as deep as a puddle. But everything seems to be about Fremonts nowadays, doesn't it? We have in the UK, Love Island. People who are fake and false. And it's all about the drama and superficial looks. A programme made for Fremonts. Celebrity, get me out of here. Put some people together. They know the camera's on, so they all act. Another fake and false programme. And it's all about the drama. Another programme for Fremonts. Dancing with the Stars. Fremonts can dress up in a nice glittery outfit and dance in front of loads of people and get plenty of attention. I still don't know where they got all these so-called men from that are willing to dress up and prance around with these Fremonts. And then you got the judges that praise them all up. And it's all rigged anyway. Another fake and false programme for Fremonts. Oh yeah, of course, and Loose Women. Fremonts talking about stuff they know nothing absolutely about. And they're all talking at the same time so nobody else can listen to the other person. They must get the job because they can just talk. Doesn't matter what about, just talk. And Fremonts watch it and love it. And of course you got your standards, you got Coronation Street, EastEnders. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. All these programs made for Fremonts. Even the football games are on now. They go, it's about the Wags, not the football. They're even trying to hijack that as well. So if you're like me, guys, and got this Fremont overload, have a couple of beers like I do. Or do whatever you can relax. Because nowadays we've been bombarded by Fremonts everywhere. Fremonts, Fremonts, Fremonts. Men don't seem to exist unless they do something really bad or stupid. Then they exist. Somebody stop the world. I want to get off. But as that won't happen, I'll just go and have another beer. You take it easy, fellas.